Just as he did when he signed the so-called immigrant tuition bill into law, Governor Rick Scott toured the state as part of his re-election campaign to tout some of the other bills he's approved lately. The Caring for Families tour highlights early learning program funding as well as help for children with disabilities and foster kids.
Whether it's making sure we have all the child protective investigators at DCF we need, we're going to do the right thing for children.
Scott is talking about one of the many provisions contained in a sweeping bill overhauling Florida's Child Welfare Agency, which includes funding for the Florida Department of Children and Families to hire 270 more child protective investigators. It's all part of a comprehensive reform effort to address a troubled child welfare system after a series of investigations by the Miami Herald found a spate of child abuse-related deaths that occurred under DCF's watch. Last fall, that probe found that child welfare authorities had overlooked dangerous signs, and most of the 40 reviewed children who died were younger than five.
So from the get-go, we were interested in the child, especially children who were under four, who cannot speak for themselves, cannot defend themselves in these awful situations where parents were drug abusers, had mental health issues, and were basically dysfunctional.
That's Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel, who was charged with working on the Senate's effort to reform Florida's Child Welfare Agency. That effort includes encouraging child protective investigators to have a social worker background and making sure an assistant secretary of child welfare is appointed to manage child protection and welfare services.
Some of the things we put into place was more accountability and transparency measures. We have a critical incident response team. If there is an unfortunate death, a team would come together, not from the district where it happens, but an outside team would come together and look at it. There is also a website that would report all deaths.
And ahead of the new law taking effect Tuesday, DCF has just launched that website called the Child Fatality Prevention Website to track all child deaths in the state. And the person now in charge of implementing that is new interim secretary Mike Carroll.
We're dealing right now with some issues that I inherited, one of them around transparency. But I am trying to move the agency to a place where never again will the agency be questioned in terms of trying to hide or shelter data or information from folks. I think we need to be very open and upfront with folks.
Carroll has been on the job for almost 2 months after taking over for Esther Jacobo. Jacobo was the interim head of the agency until the end of the 2014 legislative session. Since Scott's first DCF chief, David Wilkins, resigned about a year ago amid the initial reports of the child deaths under DCF's watch. Speaking recently on Florida Channel's Face-to-Face program, Carroll says he believes the website will become the leading website in the nation in posting and notifying communities about state child deaths.
But it will go far beyond that because we're going to put everything in that database that would let local communities know what the cause of death was, what the circumstances around the death were, and on every single death we do a report around that death that outlines what the department's prior contact was with that family, if we had some. All of that will be released. The beauty of it, I think, is it's really an interactive website where it will provide statewide data, but it's also going to be county by county. So you can click on the state of Florida. If you live in Hillsborough, you can just see Hillsborough's data.
Carroll says his ultimate goal is to eliminate preventable child deaths, including unsafe sleep and drowning, part of several ongoing DCF campaigns. Meanwhile, Senator Sobel says even with these efforts, it's important to note that the department was obligated to put together the website.
That is a step in the right direction by the department, but they're mandated to do it now. And there are lots of mandates in this bill that will make the department more accountable. And the spirit of the law is basically in the best interest of the child.
Sobel has since renewed her call asking the governor for an independent investigation into claims DCF employees were intentionally told to cover up deaths involving children under state care. Carroll has rejected those allegations, calling them, quote, misperceptions that he's already taken action to address.
Our work is complex. It is often misunderstood, sometimes misrepresented. And so when we shoot ourselves in the foot and create those misperceptions ourselves, it's kind of infuriating. So that's where I was. I did take action against the administrator down there, not because I thought that he was unethical or not that I thought he was destroying records, because the fact of the matter, he wasn't. But he did make a decision, I thought, that put the department in a light where now we're having to defend ourselves against a perception that's not accurate. And it doesn't help our cause.
In one of the Herald's child death investigations, a Southeast Region Child Welfare Administrator emailed an employee to delete an incident report, stating that she would, quote, advise why later. Carroll says he suspended the manager for that region for 2 days. Meanwhile, a grand jury has also accused DCF administrators of, quote, intentionally and deliberately manipulating investigations into child abuse-related deaths, but did find the department has been making strides. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.